Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is indeed a Football Friday here in the Loop. Appreciate you rocking with us. Also, big appreciation to our guy, Brandon Scott, for hanging out with us for the last hour. Always a fun one. You can always get after it by going to the podcast page. If you miss B. Scott or anything else that we do on any given day, check out the podcast page. The Odyssey app's got that for you. But really, tap in with us wherever you find us. The YouTube page is always available. The Twitch. Use your smart speaker. I know that's like...
You can find us.
Some people just wake up in the morning and just tell their smart speaker to play Sports Radio 610 and boom, it's going on in the house.
So I think you just ticked off a lot of people.
Well, I didn't alert the smart speaker. I didn't say the particular name that you have to say, you know, the code word that gets the smart speaker listening or whatever. But yeah, there's a lot of different ways to get after us, and use any of them and all of them available to you to get with us. We're expecting to talk to NFL insider, Jason LaConfora, about these Baltimore Ravens, get a little bit of a better insight into what's happening behind enemy lines. But it seems like people are indeed excited about this UH Tech game. Our guy Ocho said that he is, the Tech game is sold out and that chant is going to be loud as hell. And I'm looking forward to it. I really am hoping that it isn't a takeover of Texas Tech fans, that UH really shows up in a strong way.
Well, 12:40, we're going to have the college football theme of the week. I think you both will like it very much. I think everybody's going to love the college football theme this week, and that will be featured, of course.
When it comes, we've talked about it, and I think we know how we feel. I'm super intrigued once we get Jason on the line to ask him what the feel is there, because it seems logical that there's been a tick down in the usage of Derrick Henry. I mean, we've highlighted this from 18 carries in week one to 11 or 12 in weeks two and three, and then only eight last week against Kansas City in a way that they could have. They had the game script didn't go so far away that it was just like, well, you can't run Derrick Henry. There were still opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so it seems logical to us in the circumstances, especially if Lamar doesn't play, that you would hand the ball to Derrick Henry. I'm not sold that that's actually how they're going to handle this thing. So I want to get their feel for it.
I absolutely believe that. I absolutely believe that they're going to run him a lot more. And for a couple of reasons. Keep in mind, and we all knew this, the Ravens were the odds-on favorite to get to the Super Bowl. You know, they were the favorites in the entire NFL. And so I think to start the year, they were very much regulating Henry's touches because they knew they had a bigger thing in mind. Well, they don't anymore. Now they got to play for it. You know, they're 1-3, so they're going to have to lean on him. It's like no choice. It's like that starting pitcher. You know, you're kind of regulating him and then throwing 80, 90 pitches in a particular outing. Well, then you get to cutting time, and you got to throw 110, you know. So I think they're going to basically, to use that metaphor, they're gonna give him all the pitches he needs, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. And I mean, they're still dealing with a lot of injuries. The injury report that popped up for today, I'm actually having to try and find it once more. But I mean, Lamar Jackson missed his third day of practice, which does not bode well. Although I keep saying that, and I feel like even if Lamar was to play, with the language that they had been using on the idea that he's going to try, felt like it could be something like what we saw from Derrick Henry, or not Derrick Henry, from Derek Stingley, goodness, where He didn't practice all week, at least, or he was limited on Friday, but it felt like he didn't practice in a majority of those days. And then ultimately you see him ready to go. It felt like if he was going to play, this would still be the possibility that he would not practice those first 3 days. Maybe try and get himself with the shots or whatever, the pills or whatever is necessary that NFL teams do, and he would show up there. But is there anything in you that thinks that it's a possibility that he gets out there?
I haven't thought he was going to play from the get-go, even though we didn't even know, you know, if he was going to participate or not. I'm talking like Monday in practice this week. It could change. It changed. It certainly changed for Derek Stingley. Of course, he was in a place where, you know, he did participate. But it didn't, you know, we didn't know that he did.
Yeah. A couple more of the things that I'm really interested in out there in Baltimore is actually we've talked about the defense, and obviously the other big note that we've gotten today is that at least in the observable portion of practice, that Kyle Hamilton is not there. He's been one of the players that has actually played well, but that defense has been problematic. Like, it has not been beneficial. I can get you some numbers, but I think you could take my word for it. It's not been good. Zach Orr is the defensive coordinator there. He took over from Mike McDonald, who was previously their defense coordinator before he went to Seattle to become the head coach there. Mm-hmm. And their defense hasn't looked the same, but they found some answers last year in the midst of it going on. It started bad again. I'm interested to see, like, how much that they are, in addition to trying to find and pull everything together with injuries, how much are they looking at, like, the coordinator decisions? Because that's another level of flux that is created in when you're in a little bit of free fall like the Ravens are.
Look, I think right now with the Ravens, what they're going to do is they're going to pull out all the stops. And coordinator influx, yeah, I think that could definitely be the case. But we've seen that here. You know, we've seen it at other places. And I think they're going to – it's – the thing of that I keep going back to beyond, you know, they still have some talent on offense. B. Scott was talking about that. Is John Harbaugh? He knows this isn't the first time he's been shorthanded. You know, he knows how to handle these things, how to manipulate the offense, what he's seen from the coordinators, how to make the right adjustments.
It's not. You're right. John Harbaugh, yeah. At least in the aggregate, you look at him and you go, definitely a good coach. We feel him. There's actually been a lot of drama around John Harbaugh, mm-hmm. particularly as it relates to his game time decisions. I kind of want to ask you this question, and it seems like petty, but I really do think there's something to it. Who do you trust more in this head coaching matchup between John Harbaugh and D'Amico Ryans, especially as it comes to game management? Because it's been small things that we've looked at with D'Amico where we go, huh, that's interesting. But Harbaugh has had those types of things that's actually lost them games at times mm-hmm. in history, but also this year. And I think people are asking about how, you know, how he manages games to some point.
We all love D'Amico Ryans, but I think you're looking at this with deep steel blue glasses if you say anybody other than Harbaugh. Just because of, I think he's won 186 games, something like that. And I have no idea why I know that number. But I think it's absolutely Harbaugh in this case. Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Because I do think that there are situational things that I have questions about. And also, and this is incredibly small sample, but maybe if this continued D'Amico Ryans as CEO head coach, obviously he still impacts all the other decisions, but with Matt Burke calling plays, we saw him be more aggressive. We saw him mm-hmm. maybe move away from some of the conservative decision-making. Now, how much of that was circumstantial to the Titans mm-hmm. in the ways that maybe they wanted to establish some aggression for this offense and such, but I do wonder if that maybe allows him, frees up a little bit of bandwidth for D'Amico to make,
no, for sure.
Make better feels weird because I don't know that I have a pure judgment on D'Amico, but make some different game management decisions that maybe allows him to be at least on the same level or maybe a net plus comparatively to John Harbaugh.
I think, I mean, I'm actually excited about D'Amico giving up some of these duties. I think he probably could pick up on that this week just from the way it's handled. And I think that's absolutely in play. I think that is absolutely in play. And if it happens now, all the better. all the better.
You think Burke is actually calling plays? You heard Burke yesterday talking corners, and he was like, hey, man, I don't dictate anything. Mm-hmm. The big boss man tells me mm-hmm. when he was asked if he, you know, kind of expected to call plays again, which that feels like either, you know, subterfuge or like, you know, kind of trying to play your cards close, or that's something you would know by now, right? Yeah. Like, it feels like maybe that actually is a thing that D'Amico is, this was more of a one-time thing.
I don't think it's a one-time. Do you think it's a one-time thing?
I don't think it should be, but I wouldn't put it past him.
I think it was successful. If it's not a, It's not, if it's not a one-time thing, it'll probably be definitely be a two-time thing because it worked last week. So you, why change anything? I mean, they freaking shut them out, you know. And I think what Burke was saying, just respect. I think, you know, he was just respecting to make it like, hey, man, I didn't just rip the play sheet off of his hands and say it's mine now.
Sure.
You know, I think it's kind of what you talked about, just a little subterfuge, a little respect, et cetera. But I sure as whatever they did, do it again. Whatever they did on Sunday, do it again. Yeah.
We got a text here, you know, talking about, you know, the idea of Nick connecting with other people might be his superpower. We played the Nick Cayley where mm-hmm. he talked about, you know, hey, there might be disagreements. Is it possible to you that, you know, some of the conversations are the talking points, like where we hear from Christian Kirk and we hear from Dalton Schultz about Cayley's ability to kind of take in input is more of the talking points, where there might actually be more in that kind of underneath comment by Cayley about possibly there being some level of disagreements from time to time between the quarterback.
Well, I don't know about disagreements. I don't know about disagreements. I think it's more he's still learning, you know, so I don't know.
All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, we're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfor. He's the host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Wanna Bet? Listen to Wanna Bet now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide, and for your insurance and financial need, Nationwide is on your side. Jason, how are you doing today, man?
I'm scrambling a little bit, thanks, but all good, man. You never know what your sales staff's going to spring on you at the last second.
No,
I guess that's a good problem,
right?
But like, wait, when do these new reads start? And you know I'm on remote today, and how am I supposed to record this?
You say that, anyway. And this is inside baseball, but I think that we can all, you know, feel this. We are dealing with that same thing today here in this studio, so we understand you very.
I'm glad well. you feel my pain. So yeah, sorry, but I made a stop at a recording studio. I did not think I was going to have to.
That's all good. But I mean, speaking of scrambling, it feels like that's where Baltimore is right now. When it comes to scrambling, especially looking at Derrick Henry and his limited usage, does it seem like that's going to be the place where they try and find some stability, utilizing Derrick Henry more this week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are times when people get up at podiums and they talk to the media and, you know, they're playing word games and they're trying to, you know, like use subterfuge and don't look over here, look over there. And then there are other times where, you know, a team from a head coach on down are signaling that we've lost our way. We understand it. You see it. We see it. And we're going to do something about it. And the way that John Harbaugh has ripped Todd Monken, who I would just point out, Todd Monken, his offense has produced 131 points, which is top five in the league. And everybody who's produced 120 points or more pretty much has a plus 40 scoring differential. And the Ravens have a negative scoring differential because that's how bad the defense is. But all the head coach wants to talk about is Todd Monken and not using Derrick Henry enough. And now that Lamar is beat up and, you know, like, Isaiah likely played last week, but he didn't look ready to play. And the offensive line has really struggled in pass protection. And Ronnie Stanley might not play in this game. And they don't really have a backup left tackle because the GM didn't think he needed to invest in that. Yeah, I think it's going to be. I mean, if Derrick Henry doesn't touch the ball 23 to 25 times in this game, something's wrong. He ran the ball 27 times against the Texans Christmas Day. That's the most he's touched it, you know, most he's run it as a Raven. Last week he had 8 carries, the lowest he's had as a Raven. I don't know that it's going to look like it did Christmas Day because Pat Ricard's not here and, like I said, Ronnie Stanley might not be here, and it's not Lamar in the backfield. It's Cooper Rush. And I think D'Amico Ryans is going to sell out to stop the run because you can do that against Cooper Rush. And he's going to look at what the Browns did and he's going to look at what the Chiefs did and say, those early down run blitzes were pretty effective, even with Lamar back there. So, but the Ravens have to keep their defense off the field. The Ravens need to find a way to run more offensive plays. And I think they're going to run their offense through the running backs. And that's not just Derrick Henry. I think Justice Hill could be targeted 8 to 10 times in this game.
So what about the defense, though? You know, already
it's,
you know,
broken.
A sore spot, and now the injuries. I mean, we're looking at this. We started the last week thinking, okay, well, next week is going to be the Ravens. That's going to be an L. We are ending this week like, I'll be disappointed if the Texans don't win. I mean, is the defense just seems to be an absolute mess.
It's a joke at all three levels. Nnamdi Matabike made a lot of people in that front office look really good and really smart. And boy, they took victory laps all summer long and letting everybody know what a great roster it is. And Eric DaCosta, well, I don't need to really add anything this offseason because look how good we are already. And, you know, making vanity picks, and it's a generational D-tackle draft. And they take an undersized kid and, you know, in the sixth round, you know, they don't actually find someone who might be able to step up. Matabike gets hurt. And then Matabike gets hurt. It was a bad defense with them. It's the worst in the league, I would say, right now. I think it's even worse than Carolina right now, because at least Carolina has an edge rusher you got to worry about. These guys have nothing. They get no pressure. When they blitz, it doesn't work. They've got everything invested in corners, but very few of them have ball skills at this stage of their career or exhibit ball skills. Like they've, you know, they got a $20 million middle linebacker, probably won't play in this game. He plays like a $5 million middle linebacker. He's an absolute debacle in coverage, and he's not what they thought he was as a thumper in the run game. And he especially isn't now with no Matabike and no Michael Pierce and no Broderick Washington in front of him. And now he's hurt too. No, it's bad at all three levels. Like if the Texans want to just go old school, high formation, get a fullback in there and run their backs, you know, what the Ravens did to them. I think the Ravens had a jumbo offensive lineman on the field, 6-0 line on the field for 13 snaps against the Texans Christmas Day. They had the fullback on the field for 39 rushing snaps alone in that game. Like, I think the Texans could give them a dose of that. I don't know that it's going to work as well as it worked for the Ravens on Christmas Day. But I think it'll work pretty damn well. And I'm surprised Andy Reid didn't do it more, but Andy Reid decided he wanted to prop his quarterback up. He decided it was more important to him to let Mahomes throw for four or five touchdowns than it was to force feed Pacheco or Hunt, either of whom could have gone over 100 if they got any volume. I suspect with C.J. Stroud's home road splits and with that offensive line not being very good and with you guys, as best I can tell, not having an offensive coordinator, like, yeah, I think you might just want to kick it old school and run it down their throats.
Yeah, man, we're talking to Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfor, and insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I kind of want to bring this all back to the top, to the big dog, John Harbaugh, at the top of this. How are you guys in Baltimore feeling about him, especially because like it feels like in moments like this, you need a man to stabilize and maybe to be a difference maker. What is the perspective on John Harbaugh at this moment?
I think he's under legitimate fire. There was always a lunatic fringe who just didn't like him, didn't want him, you know, like thought, you know, anybody's better than him, that kind of stuff. But even like the smarter fan, the more nuanced fan, and like, you know, someone like me who has defended him in the past, like, nah, man, it's you can't blow this many fourth quarter leads. You can't be this poor handling success. You can't find ways to lose games, offense, defense, special teams. You can't have cowardly punts. You like even last week, waving the white flag against the Chiefs and not going for two. Like, no, I and then your leaders, you know, Roquan Smith, again, you pay him $20 million. He's supposed to be the heart and soul of your defense. Like, you can't find him after a loss. Like, there's not accountability. It's been like even the shameful way they handled the Justin Tucker stuff. Like, no, I think it's very fair to call his game day leadership. And now, his leadership during the week in getting people prepared to play and having them understanding what you have to do in the fourth quarter, knowing when you cannot let a guy get out of bounds under any circumstances, like, not, you know, knowing the new special teams rules. I mean, I could go on and on. Like, it's not good enough. And I think everybody around here has gotten too comfortable because the owner pretty much lives on a yacht in Florida. He's not around that much. They've got a lightweight team president who nobody fears. And Harbaugh and DaCosta know they got a job for life as long as this guy owns the team. Now, he will sell it at some point, but I don't think it's happening tomorrow. And even when you sell a team, that takes a long time. I mean, that can take over a year. So, no, I think they've got issues in their building. They've got cultural issues. Everybody walks around with this air of arrogance like they've won something. Like, yeah, I mean, you won something. It was... in 2012, and most of you mooks weren't here then, and you certainly weren't in the job you're in now. You're not doing what you were doing then. I mean, Harbaugh's the rare exception. And I think Harbaugh's a hell of a coach, but everything runs its course. I mean, everything runs its course. Yeah. And I think there is a palpable frustration about this team's inability to win games when it matters most.
What'd you call them? Moops?
Yeah.
I love it.
Real quick, I wanted to ask you before you go, because look, when you're close to a team, it's easy to like have the negative things. And we're over here also.
Sure.
We've been in some of those places. Is there anything that a Texans fan would see with the Ravens or not see with the Ravens that actually could be a scary thing for the Texans side of this come Sunday?
I mean, look, it's new territory. Like, Cooper Rush has never started a game for these guys before. You know what I mean? There is zero sample size. He did not look good in the preseason. He didn't look good in a lot of practices, and he looked jittery to me for a guy who's played in the league as long as he has in Arrowhead with no pressure, because the game was already over, basically, when he came in last week. Like, I mean, they have won a lot of games here in the regular season, and they are under fire in a way they normally aren't. So, like, could they come out and play their asses off and get heavy with their personnel and Derrick Henry goes off? I mean, he could, but I don't think that would shock people around there. I don't think Cooper Rush is going to be pushing the ball all over the field. And honestly, the defense wasn't good to start. And, I mean, they're without their whole spine. Like, if Hamilton doesn't play, they're without their entire spine. I mean, they're without their three best D tackles from last year. Really, it could be their four best D tackles from last year. They're without their $20 million middle linebacker. They could be without, you know, an all-pro jack of all trades safety in Kyle Hamilton. Like, they're playing a bunch of rookies way more snaps than they should, and they look like rookies. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's the Mike Green breakout game. They certainly need it to be, but I don't think it's going to be. And I know that the offensive line there has struggled, but I don't know. I mean, you might see a team that was the odds-on favorite to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl turtle up in a way that Ravens teams generally don't. I mean, you might see them cower.
Mm-hmm. Glad to hear that's all sunshine and rainbows. Yeah, there in
no kidding. You're making us all feel a lot better.
Jason, we appreciate 12-9.
First one to 12 wins.
Oh, hey, look, I feel like that is a bar that it feels clearable, even in this state here with the Texans. Jason, we appreciate you giving us some time and, you know, really scrambling and rallying.
No, thank you, guys. Thank you.
There you go. That is
my pleasure.
That is Odyssey NFL Insider Jason Lockenfour. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And remember, Jason is the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Remember to listen to Wanna Bet on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. All right, that's a little behind enemy lines. It sounds like over there they are embattled, baby.
They're moops.
Like I thought we were being high on the Texans' possibilities. He's over there like, hey, just show up.
He said y'all ain't win nothing since 2012. He said,
write y'all names on the paper.
We would have still been celebrating that.
That's right. Texans, write your names on the test, and you will win this game. Is according to Jason Lockenfour. All right, that was very, very interesting. All right, coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I feel like I'm evolving a little bit. I know I've said that before in a confession.
Evolving?
Yeah, I'm evolving. Even at...
Well, like a Pokemon?
At the age of 72.
Well, no, not that old, right, but someday, hopefully. I know you heard this, and we all know how much we love B. Scott. But he said the conversation is mute.
I did hear that. I ain't say nothing because it was not going to be beneficial for anybody.
You know who else didn't say nothing?
You. I was proud of you.
This guy.
I was very proud of you.
This guy said nothing. It's moot, M-O-O-T.
That is correct.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm kind of proud of myself. I'm going to make that my first confession because and it wasn't just because I love B. Scott. It's like, okay, there's really no need to be the grammar, you know, police all the time. Although I'll probably revert to it at some point.
Yeah, as someone who has the same inclination as you in that way, you got to learn at some point, hey, man.
Then you become just a prick.
Yeah. Like, nobody likes that guy. Yeah. You're right, yeah. But at what cost?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
But see, I wouldn't have been mad if you did that.
Really?
The issue I be having is when you say something, and it could be a simple word.
Yeah.
And then somebody's sitting there trying to correct you, like, you mispronounced it.
Okay.
That's the part I hate. My wife do that all the time. If I say, I'm trying to think of an example, but if I say a word and she thought I said something else and she tried to correct me, I'm like, no, that's not what I know the word.
I know the word.
So I know what I was trying to say.
Yeah. I know the word and try to, it's actually this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that kind of killed me.
No, I was, I'll probably revert a little bit, but I thought that was, I showed a little
that
bit.
You probably could have helped him out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not mute.
But I didn't want to be that guy. Not in that instance.
Well, and then also the secondary thought was, he was on a roll. I didn't want to stop where he was going.
Yeah.
The thing that I need to do better about is, all right, in that moment, tuck that away and then just come back around and make sure they know. But like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I want you to know, but I also don't want to be a jerk.
Show you up. I don't want to show you up.
You know what I mean? So hey, just so you know. And actually, that might be more of a jerk thing. Just come back. Hey, I don't know if you knew this.
By the way.
The word is actually moot. So
he was on the 0-3 slide.
Yeah.
Sliding, bro. Just absolutely. Just get off the slide. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. That was the other one. Yeah. I did that one later, too. See, I'm evolving.
Goodness.
I saw a thought when it comes to Rockets training camp that Jabari Smith Jr. is basically chained himself to KD, asking the staff to tailor his entire schedule, being with KD at all times. I think it was a Red 94 on
Twitter. Connected at the hip.
And I've got to be honest, I kind of love this for Jabari Smith Jr. Like, speaking of B. Scott, I was texting with B. Scott after media day, just kind of comparing light notes with what kind of he thought. And one of the things is like, oh man, Jabari said that he's getting better this and this and he, and you know, hopefully I'm not betraying B. Scott's trust here, where he was like, yeah, we've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard that from Jabari. And that, to be fair, like, that's every player and every team at the beginning of their season before their season, they're like, well, we worked on this and this is what it's gonna look like. And all that's fine and good, but you get to the season, it's like, what does it actually look like?
Mm-hmm.
This does feel like he is real hungry to be better, and he has taken every opportunity to learn at the feet of somebody who does this for real in Kevin Durant. So, like, I was super encouraged by this, that he's taking it so seriously. He's like, no, I'm not going to miss a minute working with this dude who has a legendary work ethic.
I normally, preseason stories, whatever you want to call anecdotes like that, is kind of an eye roll for me because it's just chatter. But I kind of like this one, too. I think in this case, if this is real and he can, you know, he's spending all his time with KD, I think absolutely in this case, it's a little more than chatter, and it could be very helpful.
Yeah, they had a nice little give and go that the Rockets posted on their social media. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is adorable. Look at this love affair that's happening right now.
So remember a couple days ago in our little group chat, what's the name of our group chat?
Them
Boys on Westie.
Yeah. I'm surprised we haven't changed it.
Why would you want to?
By the time I'm back on the air, I will have a new name for this, I promise.
No, you won't. It's my text thread.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. How does that work? No. That's not how text threads work.
Yeah, but in our group chat, remember Reggie sent us a picture of his setup? His home setup?
Oh, yeah.
TVs? Well, I didn't send you the whole setup, just the fact that I got the three TVs.
And I showed my wife. She was sitting right there. I showed her. And she was so disgusted.
Disgusted?
She said, to the point, she said, I feel sorry for whatever girl he's talking to come over to see that. Like, that looked like a single man pad, home right there.
Yeah.
And I got to confess, I'm kind of on her side with this.
Wow,
here we go.
Haters, bro.
I was analyzing it a little bit. I'm like, is that the power cord stretched all the way to the outlet right there?
Oh, you didn't do that, did you? I didn't notice that.
Well, I need to do a little bit more cord management. But
I was they like, sell stuff to fix that.
And look, and y'all kind of seen my little studio where I don't want any wires showing.
Hey, you got a house, dog. Come on, you gotta let me live a little bit. I'm renting.
I think you seen Sean Pendergast set up, right?
He
usually posted all the time.
Yeah.
I think you need to reach out to the guy who did his, man.
Yeah.
All right, if Sean will pay for it.
I have a secondary question to that. Ladies only on this response, 713-572-4610, and, of course, Twitch, YouTube, wherever. Is Reggie set up a red flag? We talked about red flags yesterday.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that's a good question to ask.
Got the wires, got three TVs.
It was a red flag for my wife.
Largely, it's managed. There's one wire that is weird because it's not long
that
enough.
Button,
I need to
that
get an
button
extension.
Was stretched out, man, trying to hold on for dear life.
Well, that one is because of a fire stick that doesn't have a good place to go. Fair enough.
I was holding on for dear life.
The little prongs were bending.
Pretty much.
Guess which core is going to get fixed today. But I will say, in my defense, and I'm trying not to sound too defensive because I understand where you're coming from, and you're right to some degree. I got plants. I got art in around. It's not like it's
that's
just
your defense.
It's a nice place to just have three big TVs, but it looks nice.
Just imagine you taking a nice young lady to the crib, and she looks.
And she sees
it's
that.
Candles, it's plants, it's throw pillows, it's a rug. It looked nice.
Man,
If you say futon, I'm gonna lose my mind.
No, I have couches, I have dining room table, I have bookshelf, all with like accoutrement. Like it's not like it's what you see where it's some dude with a TV, a PlayStation, a plastic chair, and nothing else. Like it's stuff in
bag.
There. It's stuff in there for real.
I think we gotta hook Reggie up with that the guy that hooked up Sean Pendergast's palace there, man. Because I don't think it's that much, but I do think it's a way you can have it a little organized and neat and all that stuff. And I ain't even mentioned. I think you got three different TV brands.
No.
Or is it all the same TV brand?
It's two TVs. And I had one, and I was like, am I going to buy three brand new TVs, or am I just going to get two TVs? Okay.
I let that slide. Like, that's not the big deal, but I do think it's a way you could get it a little organized where you could do it. I know Sean got a penthouse.
Yeah.
It's not the same as an apartment. Yeah. But somebody could come in professional.
Figgy really came from my neck here.
Still fix it on the wall.
Yeah, Figgy
kind of organized from my neck.
No, that power cord stretching out like crazy. That one got me right there.
That's wild.
I'm like, we got to get you together, man. I'm trying to help you.
I'm doing this for you.
I know y'all was trying to help B Scott with the mute and moot and all that stuff. I'm going to try to help Reggie.
You know, B Scott, we kept that to ourselves.
Except y'all made it a confession.
And that's how we do the confessions here in Loop right here on Sports Radio. Thank you, 713. Come to my defense. You hating, Figgy. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen the ladies check in yet. Is that a red flag or not?
Post that picture on your social media and see what everybody else thinks.
That's the last thing he's going to do.
That's the last thing I'm going to do. All right. Appreciate you rocking with us here on this Friday. It's a football Friday, in fact. And because it's a football Friday, let's get into all the footballs. 12:40 on a Friday, we got to get our college football preview. And courtesy of the newspaper man himself, John Lopez, the college football headline for this weekend. You'll get that next on Sports Radio 610. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a football Friday. The football Friday fun rolls on even after we're off the air with the fellas of the drive from 2 to 6. Live from Talyer Brewing there in Sugarland next to Constellation Field. Go out and see the fellas. And shout out to my guy, Sean Pendergast. Shout out to my guy, Seth Payne. And shout out to Ben, even though Ben's not on. I feel like in spirit, he's on the glass. All three Sean and Seth are on today's glass out there. So if you get out to Talyer Brewing, you will see our commemorative glass series, Turnover Back to the Morning Show. So if you didn't get that the first time, pop out the Talyer Group Brewing out there in Sugarland.
We gotta try to force Ben to go out there one day, man.
Ben ain't doing that.
Everybody keep asking about Ben, man.
Ben ain't doing that, bro.
Ben lays low, man.
He real low, real low.
Ben
all right,
lays low.
So yeah, go see the fellas. Obviously, they never come empty-handed. It'll be a good time. What's also a good time is college football every weekend. This weekend as well. So let's get the college football headline, which serves as our college football preview, presented by Wrangler.
Yeah, are you ready for this headline?
Probably not.
Are you sure?
Yeah. If you're asking that way, I'm definitely not ready for it.
All right. Figgy, you ready for this headline?
I'm ready for it.
The college football theme of the week. Life of a Showgirl Saturday.
How did you get here?
In honor of?
Well, T-Swift last night, 10 o'clock.
You say that like I'm supposed to know that.
You do. You did. Don't act like you didn't know this. Let me explain. All right?
Let me explain.
Life of a Showgirl Saturday is perfect for this week. Here we go. Which one is this?
This is the classic.
Yeah, this is the original classic.
Shake It Off. Yeah.
Wait, so you gonna come with the new Taylor Swift album name, but you don't know Shake It Off when you hear it?
I didn't hear enough.
I'm
gonna come with a new
Taylor's favorite one.
I'm gonna premiere a new Taylor Swift song in the mixtape.
All right. So you know why?
Don't switch the music.
I'm switching the mules, sir.
Don't switch.
Do you know why it's Life of a Showgirl Saturday?
I don't. Please enlighten me.
Are these teams real? Or is it about makeup and costumes? Have they just been dressing the part?
Okay.
They've just been dressing them. Man, I work hard on these things. I know you do.
Yeah. And that's why I was surprised to hear what seemed like a, just the
but
pun.
But it fits.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm back with you.
Let's go on. Let's start with the big one. UH versus Texas Tech.
Let's talk about it.
Are they real or are they dressing the part?
I think they are real for a certain standard, but they are dressing the part as a real bona fide 4-0 team that can compete. The problem is Texas Tech is in a different mm-hmm. weight class. And I think that specifically I use that phrase. Tech is big on the lines. Mm-hmm. U of H has been solid. I know that they've gotten some good running out of Connor Wegman. But this is a different class. Mm-hmm. And so they've been taking a step up in the Big 12. Now you're playing against the biggest boy in the Big 12 this year. I think the big thing for me is if they can keep it close,
yeah,
make it look respectable, like they should be on the same stage, that'd be a win, even outside of the possibility of getting an actual win.
I'm sadly with you. Both my sons are going to the game. They're going to hang out with Figgy a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to be a wild atmosphere. We hope the Cougs can get it done.
Yeah, I'm real hopeful that they play. Yeah.
By the way, wear some Houston blue.
Oh, yes.
Don't wear red.
H-Town blue.
Mm. Wear blue.
Okay. Yeah.
Red might throw some things off a little bit.
Yeah, true.
Make sure you wear some blue.
But I'm largely with you because Texas Tech, this isn't your big brother's Texas Tech team.
Facts.
They're built differently. They're put together differently. They're spending a lot of money. You know, they have the one guy that created some oil something or other. I don't know. It's all about oil.
I feel bad because I'd be forgetting his name.
And he is throwing a lot of money at the program, and they're benefiting from it.
It's funny that we're in this new era of college football, and it's still about what your booster can do. Shout out to Cody Campbell.
Yeah. Life of a Showgirl Saturday, Vanderbilt. And
absolutely.
Your guy, the Heisman frontrunner, Diego Pavia.
This should be a fun game.
Are they real, or are they just playing dress up and putting on a lot of stage makeup? Vanderbilt, 5-0. He's not really the frontrunner. I was just doing that to troll Reggie. But
it's not going
to
work. I like Diego Pavia.
He's really good.
And he actually has a good runway for him in this game.
Yes, he does.
The way that he likes utilizing his legs, mm-hmm. I think that he has an opportunity. Now, Bama is going to come with the beef like they typically do. They mm-hmm. have the sizable guys. But is he able to make this more difficult on that team? The only thing is on the other side, it feels like Ty Simpson might be finding the groove in this Kalen DeBoer offense.
Totally agree. Johnny Manziel is going to be on the Vanderbilt sideline. For Saturday's
That's
game.
Messy as hell.
That's
man.
Great. That's awesome.
It's not even the same coach that had the problems with the running quarterbacks, but they were like, we don't get one out here anyways.
Number two. Also number two.
Yeah, true.
But Alabama's changed a little bit since we last saw them against Florida State, or since we saw them against Florida State.
And they did get that win against Georgia, but at the stat that I told you, 2-0 versus Georgia, 5-5 against other teams.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of those ones that it would conventionally be a trap game, but Vanderbilt is maybe finding themselves in a new lot in life in the SEC.
Yeah. Life of a Showgirl Saturday, the Texas A&M Aggies, undefeated, number 6 in the country. Now, they've gotten their staple win, their signature win early, but that doesn't mean anything in the SEC. Had a dominant performance, I mean, completely dominant performance on defense, but after scoring 41 against Notre Dame, just 16 at home, Mississippi State took Tennessee to overtime. And probably should have won that game.
Yeah, I almost feel bad for not having paid a lick of attention to Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking like they might actually be a good football
team.
They
are a good team. They're a real good team.
They have lost a game. Obviously, they've lost their only game in SEC play to this point. But if you look at all the advanced metrics, they're solid.
Yeah.
They're really good, especially when they get out here and are able to run the football. So I imagine that it's going to be on Mike Elko, noted defensive guy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you stop the run and take away the teeth of what they do offensively?
Yeah, and it's the blackout at Kyle Field. And for the first time ever, I know a lot of people are interested in this, the Yell Leaders are going to wear black, not white. The Texas A&M.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to wear all black.
I want to see that.
That's kind of cool sounding anyway.
That's one of those things that I wonder if it sounds cool. You see and you're like,
yeah.
But I'll be interested in seeing it. This should be a good game.
Yeah, it should be really good. So you can catch any. See, I worked on this.
No, I never, you know me, I love college football. So whenever we get into this, I love seeing the effort that you put in.
Arch Manning Is he just dressed up in costume jewelry and the big flowing feathers and all that stuff? Or is he the real deal? He's going to Florida. Now you think, well, Florida's a mess.
They are.
And they're 1-3. And their coach is probably going to get fired.
All of those things correct.
They have been extremely competitive in losses to Central Florida, which is a good team, and LSU in Baton Rouge.
Fair, but I think that might say more about LSU and how they're doing. And then also, remember, these teams played last year, and Texas dog-walked them boys.
Yeah.
I think it is fair, though, to ask, will the real Arch Manning please stand up in Slim Shady fashion, right? Like, I think that that is a question that we have to ask, because and he has – this is the best possible opportunity. It's not a great Florida team, but a team that is on somewhat on that level.
Yeah.
It is a team in Texas that has had three games, I think, against relative cupcakes, with all due respect to those teams, and a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot come out and put your best foot forward here with Arch Manning looking like the best version of himself, getting some yards on the ground, looking better or looking like what we've seen from him in the past throwing the football – then we have real occasion to say you're not the Arch Manning that was promised.
No, that's the story, 100%. So Miami doesn't necessarily have.
Do we know if Lagway's playing in this one?
He is.
He's playing in Lagway this one. Compared to he didn't play last
time. He's got a lot to prove.
He does
as well. Miami again. It doesn't. This theme doesn't necessarily fit Miami, but it does Florida State. Florida State comes out and just wallops Alabama to start the year. Then they're cruising right along. Go to Virginia, get beat. I believe it was an overtime, wasn't it? Or it was really at the end of the game, whatever it was. They lose to Virginia.
Yeah, that was an overtime.
And then
storm the field, all that.
Dude shoots the finger at a player and all that stuff. Florida State, I mean, this is one of the best rivalries in college sports. We'll see about them.
You know what the real is on the other side of this, is just how real is Miami as possibly the best team in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they are going to stand up and be like, yeah, no, we're for real. Like,
yeah.
The U is back in a way, even though, let's be honest, the U is not back, because the defining feature of the U back then was, hey,
attitude.
What happens if the players run the organization, right?
Yeah.
What happens if they run the program? It's not quite that, but Mario Cristobal's got some dogs there, and I think they show out and show up.
One more for you here. Did you know Louisville was undefeated? I know you did.
You say that. I haven't been paying attention to really a lot of the ACC, to be honest. But shout out to Louisville. I did not pay attention. Is that still Scott Satterfield out there?
Yeah, Louisville is undefeated and has some decent wins. But now they go to they're hosting Virginia, which is coming off the big Florida State win.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville, everybody talks about the ACC in Miami, and rightfully so. But Louisville is right there, and they got a little life of the showgirl to prove here.
Fine, I will watch ACC football, I guess.
Yeah. And really, you know, it's really overall kind of a meh College Saturday. But these games all here are going to be what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, and I mean, for our purposes, it's sometimes nice to have, like, a chock-full weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You just need a few. You need at least one in each window, and it feels like college football is at least providing that here on a college football weekend that should be pretty fun with these games that are popping up there. Appreciate the headline. One more time for me.
Life of a Showgirl Saturday.
There you go.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Life of a Showgirl Saturday. Obviously,
download the album already?
No. Also,
I'm actually going to check it out.
I did.
I'm not a downloader. I should be, because I should be pushing for more physical media in general.
Mm-hmm.
The ways in which, streaming and your favorite
that
thing.
That stuff can be gone tomorrow.
Exactly. I should be, but I haven't changed changed the way I operate. But y'all let me know how that T-Swift hits. I will be happy for you. Hopefully the University of Houston can do some fun things as well. All right, that is our college football preview presented by Wrangler here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, it's about that time. We're gearing up for the biggest game of the weekend for us here in Houston, I think, in the Texans facing off against the Ravens in Baltimore. So let's figure out, Texans win because, Texans lose because. What are the factors, what are the matchups that will determine whether the Texans will return and head into their bye week at 2-3, 713-572-4610. Let's do all that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.